Robots constructed, coding complete, and race time was a huge success at the Douglas Family Library. John Pinkney is a Lego education trainer and was part of the RAF delivery team.
So they're building a humanitarian aid vehicle of the future, like a robot rescue vehicle. And the idea is they take their creativity in terms of their build, so they're building using Lego pieces, and then they've put things like motors and sensors onto their vehicles, and then they're coding them to bring them to life, to solve real-life problems.
There were mixed results at the start of racing, but with a bit more coding completed by the children, every robot was in with a chance of winning. Flight Sergeant George Austin.
We try and relate it to maths, and it, particularly maths, is that when they don't get the equation right, it's not about just giving up. There is an answer, so keep persevering, and it will come. Don't be down if you don't get something right. And what we're seeing today is there's some robots that have gone backwards, some sideways robots, and the children were in disarray. And then when we explained about it and said, actually, what have you learned from it? Well, I've learned now I've got to turn the arrow the other way. You know, they're like, oh, it sparks.
Lego race time here on the Isle of Man. Ready? Lego, go! Off they go, what a great start!
Honor, Quiver and Lexi from St Mary's School were the builders and coders for the winning team.
So we were making these Lego cars, robot things. At first we lost because our robot went backwards, and then for the last round we won.
You actually won the event?
Yeah.
Were you surprised?
Yeah, very.
What was the secret of your robot, do you think?
I think the secret was, like, the less weight it was.
So keeping the weight down, yeah?
We also tied up the wires so that they wouldn't get caught in the wheels.
What will you have learnt from today, do you think?
To not give up.